Later, coffee culture in the U.S. sprung up from the influence of Italian immigrants in large cities like New York, Boston, and San Francisco, resembling the espresso bars found in Italy. During the 1960s, folk music, and the politics associated with it, became tied to coffee houses, with musicians like Bob Dylan starting their careers performing in them. This bohemian link helped develop the unique counterculture coffee scene in Seattle, where spots like the historic Last Exit on Brooklyn became a haven for all types of people and was reminiscent of coffee's intellectual roots, even serving as a popular spot for amateur and professional chess players.